Welcome, everybody, to the Stranger Stats episode for the end of the 2019 season. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today, we got two contestants on the show. We got Greg and Rob. How's it going, fellas?
Doing good.
Doing good, man.
Yep.
Yep. All right. You guys have a good holiday. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
My holiday was pretty good. Can't complain. Had a nice little staycation during that time.
Didn't go anywhere? No traveling?
Nope. That's what was nice about it.
Rob, what about you?
Yeah, I had a little Christmas stand down, so I rocked out with some video games, which I haven't had a chance to do in a good while. So had some fun with that.
Nice. Super cool. Yeah, living up here in Minnesota, my wife's family's in Illinois, my family's in Indiana. So we spent all holiday traveling, Illinois, then Indiana, and back up. But I did get a couple games as well for Christmas. So the new, have you played that Jedi Fallen Order yet?
Yes, and I am playing it current, like not as we speak, but yeah, it's on pause right now.
Nice. I like it. I'm near the end of the second planet, Zepho. So that's a fun one. And Luigi's Mansion 3. So I'm looking forward to playing that one. I've heard good things.
Playing that.
Is it fun?
It's fun.
Hell yeah. I'm pumped. Well, guys, we are not going to go through any news or anything like that. None of the normal, you know, start of the show intros or anything. We are just going to jump into Stranger Stats. We did have one big piece of news that broke basically right before we hit record. That's Luke Kuechly has decided to hang up the cleats. So my guess, injuries. Is that what you're thinking, Greg?
Yeah, concussions. He's had a big concussion history in general. So,
yep.
It makes sense.
Certainly. Certainly. Always been fun to watch. Always been a great player. And the Panthers are certainly going to miss him. Let's go ahead and jump into Stranger Stats, though. For those of you listening to this show for the first time, I have prepared stats for running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and quarterbacks, where the answer is maybe a player that you would not have expected that player to have that statistic. So I will be keeping score. Rob and Greg going head-to-head. Sudden death. Well, maybe the last question will be sudden death. But head-to-head in this Stranger Stats battle, kicking it off with running backs. Rob, Greg, you guys ready to get into this?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. Christian McCaffrey and Ezekiel Elliott finished as RB1 and RB3 in PPR. CMC had 278 carries. Zeke had 301 carries. Who finished between them with only 236 carries? And just say, I got it when you think you know. Don't just shout it out. Just 230. Greg, you said you got it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Dalvin Cook.
It is not Dalvin Cook.
Dang.
Rob, what do you think?
My guess is Derrick Henry.
It is not. It's Aaron Jones.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, touchdowns. 16 touchdowns on the ground. Yep. Passing yards, passing touchdowns as well, but 16 touchdowns on the ground for Aaron Jones. Finishes the RB2, only 236 carries.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so big ol' nothing there. Maybe on this next question. From here on out, I'll give you guys a second chance. Question two, 16 running backs had 1,000-plus yard seasons. When is the last time that happened?
I'll take a random stab and go with 2010.
Not 2010.
Hmm. Go with 2008.
Not 2008.
Dang. That has been
this one is the tough one. This might just be closest to the pin. I'm not going to give it to Rob.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Good. No. I wasn't going to. I won't say that last one.
I figured this one might be tough. Same year. What were you going to say?
No. I was going to say the same year I got my first real six string.
Not that far back. Summer of 69 is what he's referring to for those people who didn't know. No, it's 2012. So just looking at the past few seasons, 2016, there were 12,000 yard rushers. 2017 had nine. 2018 had nine. And in fact, from 2003 through 2018, the highest was 13. So does this mean, now that we had 16 of them this year, are there more running backs who can put up big numbers now? So you can wait on running backs in the draft? I mean, 16,000 yard rushers doesn't happen very often. Greg, what do you think? Can you wait on running backs now?
Yeah, but that's always been my draft philosophy.
The listeners can't see you pondering in your head when you do that.
That's true. Sorry. I think so, but it's always been my draft philosophy is zero running back and draft wide receivers when it comes to dynasty. When it comes to redraft, no, I still think you grab the best running back and then wide receiver after that. But just because you don't know what's going to happen every year to year. Like we were in a passing league. You know, people would say we're in a passing league. Well, great. But we didn't have the highest – rushing yard total was 1,300, right, from Derrick Henry or somewhere in that ballpark?
No, over 1,500.
Oh, it was over 1,500. Still, like, yep. I think back in the day, in the heyday of actually running backs, like, Adrian Peterson was doing 1,600 and 1,800 yard seasons of running and was running a crap ton more. So I think we have more 1,000-yard reducers, but less volume, if that makes sense, by, like, mass volume per player.
Speaking of Derrick Henry, I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Guys, we are starting a new little mini show, even shorter than the Great Debates, called Sleeper Wire Shorts. And it's just where we spend, you know, between 5 and 10 minutes breaking down just one player. And that's it. We just talk about one player for the show, just a complete breakdown of him, his season history, fantasy implications, things like that. And that's it. So, like I said, speaking of Derrick Henry, I recorded the first Sleeper Wire short today. It's going to be out by the time you guys hear this. I think it's scheduled to come out Wednesday morning, so it'll be out by the time this show gets released. And it covers Derrick Henry for the very first one. So just keep that in mind. Look out for that one. All right, guys. It is nothing. I started you off with a couple tough ones here. Number three, seven running backs had double-digit touchdowns on the ground. The top four were Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey, and Dalvin Cook. Three others had double-digit touchdowns. Who were 5, 6, and 7?
So you said Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry, right?
Okay. Yes.
I got one.
I think I got one, too.
What do you got, Rob?
Mark Ingram.
Ingram is one of them. He was number 7.
Rob, I'm going to go Saquon Barkley.
Not Barkley.
I'll just keep guessing. Austin Eckler.
Not Austin Eckler.
Oh, man.
Double-digit rushing touchdowns, not total touchdowns.
I really Kenyon Drake?
Not Kenyon Drake.
Because he had a couple of those explosions.
Mm. Not Chris Carson. All right, that's the last one. It was number 5 was Zeke with 12.
Oh, man,
quite a jump. So,
yeah I thought we touchdowns. Said Zeke. That's nope. My bad.
6 touchdowns each of his first 2 seasons. He jumped up to 12 this year. And nice. Todd Gurley also had 12 touchdowns on the ground. So it's 1-0 now. Rob, you got the lead here. Number 4, 5 running backs had 67 or more rushes for first downs. Henry, Zeke, Carson, and Cook were the top 4. Who was number 5
Christian
in
McCaffrey?
Rushes for first downs? It is not Christian McCaffrey.
Damn, you'd think so.
Man, if we weren't in the running back section, I'd say it'd be Lamar Jackson. But
that's why I put Lamar Jackson in, or running backs in here, to be specific.
Yeah right. This so, tough.
Zeke, Carson, and Henry?
Henry, Zeke, Carson, and Cook are the top 4. Cook.
Right, so that leaves, I want to take a stab at Mark Ingram, but I don't think it's him either.
It is not Mark Ingram. One more guess each, real quick.
Okay. I'm going to go with Todd Gurley.
Nope.
Good Lord. Latavius Murray?
It is not. It's Marlon Mack.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, Marlon Mack tied with Dalvin Cook with 67 rushes for first downs. Kind of a shocking one.
Yeah.
Number 5 here. This running back was top 10 in rushing attempts, but finished as the RB31 in PPR scoring.
Who's Adrian Peterson?
It is not Adrian Peterson.
Mm. Good Lord.
Is...
Derrick Henry?
No.
No, he was not the RB31.
No, he wasn't. I'm throwing out names of people that don't catch passes, man.
31. Is that the standard or PPR?
PPR.
Could have been Kenyon Drake.
No.
He's not Kenyon Drake.
Was it David Johnson?
Not David Johnson. Remember, top 10 in rushing attempts. David Johnson top wouldn't 10 fit that bill. Top 10 in rushing attempts, but finished RB 31 in PPR.
Oh, Miami's running back. I can't remember his name. I never liked him. I never did like him. It's from Arizona State or Arizona or whatever.
What are you thinking, Patrick Laird?
No. Actually, the running back itself. Patrick Laird faced a wide receiver out of the backfield. What's his name? I can't even barter. Well, wait. No, I can't remember his name. Life of me, but no, it's my one of the Miami running backs. I knew rushed a lot. Did Jack squat this year?
No.
Okay.
Sony Michel.
There you
wow.
go.
Sony would had the 10th most rushing attempts this season.
I would have gotten there in an hour or so.
10th most rushing attempts, but was the RB 31 in PPR. He was getting the ball. He just wasn't doing anything with it.
Jeez. That's gross.
Let's look at number 6. It is still 1-0. You guys aren't doing very well. We need to get Jason on the show to just blow everybody out of the water.
Yeah, seriously.
Where did Alvin Kamara finish in PPR?
I'm going to take a swing at 12.
Not 12, Greg.
7.
Not 7. I'll give you guys one more guess here.
21.
Greg, it's not 21.
11.
This is the RB9.
So close.
Not nearly as bad as it felt. He was also the RB16 in standard. Now, granted, this is not the guy, you know, the number 4 running back taken off the board, but RB9 in PPR, not as bad as it felt like Kamara was all season. It's really just coming on strong at the end with the touchdowns. But he did have the reason it was so low, no games over 100 rushing yards. 11 games with fewer than 14 rushing attempts, 9 games for Kamara with fewer than 100 total yards, which is super low for him.
That is low.
He did, though, have 9 games with 6 or more receptions, which great for PPR. That's put him in the top 10, but only 7 total touchdowns. Not what you were expecting when you drafted him at the 104, most likely.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No bueno.
Number 7, Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler led all running backs in targets with 142 and 108. Who was third with 104? Which running back was third in targets?
James White?
Not James White.
Damn.
That's a good one. Philip Lindsay?
Not Philip Lindsay.
Lev Bell?
No, not even close.
Is it Zeke?
Nope. That was a tough one. Greg, I'll give you one.
Okay.
You said Kamara?
No, I did not. I don't think it was Kamara, no.
It was not Kamara.
Okay, well, I guess that's my guess. I wasn't thinking it was him.
It was Tariq Cohen.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't do anything with those targets.
Tariq Cohen, yeah, third in running backs, 104 targets.
Jeez. Yeah. That's
stranger stat, right?
Yeah. All these are strange, man.
Last question for running backs here. The leaders in receptions for running backs were McCaffrey, Eckler, Kamara, and Cohen. Who was fifth with 76 receptions? Or you could just think, who was fifth? Which running back had the fifth most catches out of all running backs?
Oh, Leonard Fournette.
That is correct. Leonard Fournette, 76 receptions on the season. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
And they fire their offensive coordinator.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it was his fault. All of it. the Jags getting, what, 4 wins? Probably his fault.
Yeah, all his
fault.
But
it was a huge jump for Fournette. 36 receptions his first season, 22 in 2018. Granted, he only played 8 games, but 22. But up to 76. For a guy who had no reputation as a PPR guy at all, this was huge. 76 catches and 522 yards, 100 targets for him. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. So it is 1-1 after the running back round. You guys ready to move into wide receivers?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. I got six questions on wide receivers here. Last season, we had three teams that had two wide receivers inside the top 15. So we had the Steelers, the Rams, and the Vikings, right? Yeah, those two teams. Yep. Two guys in the top 15. How many do we have this season, and who are the wide receivers?
I'm going to go with two.
Oh, man.
Two, and who are they?
Tampa. That's Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. And then I'm going to go with the Vikes again with Diggs and Thielen. What? No, crap, I forgot. Thielen's been out most of the year. Damn it. That's not right.
I'm going to stop you right there. It was just Tampa. You got that one right.
Oh, right. I knew it was definitely Tampa.
Yeah, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. Godwin was a wide receiver 2. Evans was the wide receiver 8.
Yeah, nice. Man.
Yeah, so not let alone top 15. They're both in the top 10, top 8, which was awesome.
Yeah. Nuts.
All right. 2-1, Greg. Question 2 for wide receivers. There were only 4 wide receivers this season with 100 or more catches. Who are they? And I'll give you Michael Thomas off the bat. You're not going to get a point for that one.
Ah, damn you.
But let's say 3 points for this question. Name the other 3 with over 100 catches.
Oh, man.
Cooper Kupp?
Give me 3 names here. Oh. Either one. You say Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
Rob, what do you got?
Keenan Allen.
That's a point for Greg.
Jameson Crowder.
Not Jameson Crowder.
Julian Edelman.
Edelman was one. And who was the third?
One left. Wasn't Kupp. Okay.
So Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, Julian Edelman. One more
Jarvis
guy.
Jarvis Landry?
Not Landry.
Julio?
Not Julio.
Ah. That's my third question. I guess 3 times.
Man. One more guess.
And wide receiver, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Ken
Remember,
Jennings
we can remove dead space in editing.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, a lot of dead space here.
Yeah, sorry. It's just hard to think about.
That's the point. This one's not super difficult, though.
Tyler Lockett?
Nope. Rob, one more guess.
God bless, buddy. Chris Godwin?
Nope. DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, what the heck?
I'm not sure how you guys danced around DeAndre Hopkins for so long.
If I have like a list of names, I would be like, oh, him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I said these ones. Some of these are fairly easy to look up if you had the time, but a lot of these are not. But only 4. That's a big drop from the 11 that we had last year who had over 100 catches. Question number 3. Michael Thomas led all wide receivers with an 80.5% catch percentage. Who was number 2 in catch percentage? And I'll give you 2 guesses each.
Like percentage, just overall how much balls they caught?
Yeah, passes thrown to them. Michael Thomas caught it 80.5% of the time.
I'm going to go with Nuke for 1. Hopkins.
It is not Hopkins. Damn. Rob?
I'm going to throw Marquise Brown out there.
It is not Marquise Brown. It's not a bad guess, though. It is a very obscure name.
I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders for that one.
Sanders.
Dang.
Debo Samuel.
It is Adam Humphries.
Mm.
78.7% catch percentage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I didn't expect you guys to get that one.
Nope.
Let's see. Number 4, 25 wide receivers had over 1,000 yards, including several had well over 1,000. This wide receiver had barely over 1,000 yards, but finished as the wide receiver 10. Barely cracked 1,000 yards, finished as the wide receiver 10. It is not Devontae Parker. He finished higher.
Oh, he did? Nice. Yeah,
wide receiver 6 or 7, I believe.
Okay. I knew he was definitely a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did well this year.
Yep. Best waiver wire pickup of the season for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And all I'm getting is like stupid obscure names now, Chris, because I always think like I overthink everything, and I like so I turn like start searching in the data banks, and then it's just too much data at once.
I'll give you a hint. It's a rookie.
Oh, AJ Brown.
AJ Brown. That's it. Yep. 8 touchdowns. Mm. That's what got him into the top 10. AJ mm-hmm. Brown, though, I think 1,080-ish yards. Great season for the rookie.
Hell yeah.
Question number 5. How many wide receivers this season had games of 3 touchdowns?
So they had a game with 3 touchdowns? Or
yeah, a game with 3 touchdowns.
I want to go with 4.
I'll go 5.
It is not 4 and it is not 5. It is more than that.
Wow.
It is 9.
Whoa. Jeez.
9 wide receivers put up a 3-touchdown game this season. It seemed like it was happening almost every single week. Here is the chance where you can get 9 points on your opponent. Who are they? Rob, I'll give
Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown, not one of them. We'll alternate. Ooh, Greg.
Okay.
Julio.
Julio, not one of them.
Chris Godwin.
Score touchdowns with him, I think.
Godwin is not one of them.
Oh, damn it.
A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown is not one of them.
Damn. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is one.
Nuke.
Hopkins did not.
Dang it.
Darius Slayton?
No, he had a bunch of 2-touchdown games.
Mm. Damn.
Tyreek Hill?
No to Tyreek Hill.
DJ Chark?
Nope. A couple 2-touchdown games. No 3-touchdown game. Mm. All right. One of them happened week one.
Oh, Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins.
Son of a bitch.
Two of them happened in week 3. One was Mike Evans.
It's your turn, Rob.
Yeah, I. who did it the same week as Mike Evans? Because it was like,
oh, I guess that doesn't really matter, but it did happen twice in week 3.
I'm gonna try and throw Amari Cooper out there.
Amari Cooper did not have a 3-touchdown game.
Happened the same week as Mike Evans.
I'm guessing you guys might not have had these players in your lineups because there's probably people listening right now like freaking out because they know the answer to a lot of these ones. Or to this question.
Yeah, I started Sammy Watkins. That's how I know that one. Let's go with Devontae Parker for one of them.
Nope. No to Parker. Okay. I'll give you 2 more guesses each. If you don't get it, then I will reveal the answer and no more points for this question.
Tyler Lockett.
No to Lockett.
Diggs?
Diggs was one of them. Week 6.
Your mom.
No. She put up a 2-touchdown game a couple times, but no 3-touchdown games.
Thought I had it.
All right. Sutton? No to Sutton. Rob, last one. Too much downtime in this one.
Dude, I got nothing for you. Tyrell Williams.
Not Tyrell. So, the other guys... The other one who did it in week 3, Taylor Gabriel. 3-touchdown game. Week 5, Will Fuller.
Mm, that makes sense.
Week 7, Marvin Jones. In fact, he had 4.
Jeez.
Week 10, Christian Kirk put up a 3-touchdown game. Week 15, Rashad Perriman. And then week 17, Michael Gallup.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Some of those are hard, though, man.
They were? Yeah, man. I mean, you forget that Taylor Gabriel actually put up a 3-touchdown game.
Yeah. Right? And then Will Fuller, you can't remember if he's healthy half the time or not.
Yeah, it was messed up. In my pro-am, I had literally the, like, 3 days before he went off and exploded like that for, like, the best fantasy score of all time for a wide receiver.
Jeez.
I traded Fuller to get Diggs, and I was so bummed that I did that. But then the next week, Diggs got 3 touchdowns. So
yeah, I would say Diggs, that was a good trade.
And Diggs stayed healthy for much longer. Oh, yeah. Always. 9 wide receivers with 3 or more touchdowns. That's pretty great. Last one here. Where did Odell Beckham Jr. rank in wide receiver targets this season?
Ranked?
Yep. Where did he rank in targets?
16.
Greg, what do you think?
12.
12th. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't look it up, I swear.
Odell was 12th in targets with 133. However, just a 55.6% catch percentage. So, not great. But 133 targets. You would think Odell Beckham Jr. could do a lot more with 133 targets. But, you know, it is Cleveland. All right, let's move to tight ends. We are through 2 rounds. As of right now, it is Rob 3, Greg 6. So, number 1, I got 3 tight end questions for you here. put these tight ends in order of receptions. And I'll give each one of you, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds, and I'll let both of you answer in order of reception. So most to least, Mark Andrews, Tyler Higbee, Jason Witten. Andrews, Higbee, Witten. Rob, what do you got?
I got Andrews, Witten, Higbee.
Andrews, Higbee, Witten.
Both wrong. It is Higbee, Andrews, Witten.
Damn.
Yeah. Tyler Higbee, 69 catches. Andrews only had 64. Ton of touchdowns for a tight end, but only 64 catches. And Jason Witten had 63. So good. Damn. Good season for the old man. But yeah, Tyler Higbee. Higbee, Andrews, Witten. Question two. Mark Andrews, Jared Cook, and Darren Fells were the top three tight ends in touchdown receptions with 10, 9, and 7, respectively. There are three tied with 6. Zach Ertz and Austin Hooper are 2 of them. Who's the third?
Griffin.
Not Griffin. He had 5.
Hollister.
And not Hollister either. Kyle Rudolph. 6 touchdowns. Yeah. Pretty good season for him. It was more towards the end. But pretty good season for Kyle Rudolph. Question number 3. Last tight end question. It's hard to do good tight end questions that are stranger stats because there's only like 6 tight ends in the league anyway. Zach Ertz led all tight ends in targets per game with 9. Two players tied for second at 8.5 targets per game. Kelsey's one of them. What other tight end had 8.5 targets per game?
Kittle.
It is not Kittle.
Hunter Henry.
It is not Henry. One more guess each.
Waller.
Nope.
Gesicki.
And not Gesicki. It was Evan Engram. And only 8 games played, but guys, do not forget about Evan Engram going forward into next year's draft. It's real easy to get wrapped up in Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, Tyler Higbee, Dallas Goedert, etc. So these kind of breakout names for this season. But a healthy Evan Engram is a great fantasy asset. So don't forget about him going into next year. After 3 rounds, well, still 3-6. But Rob, you got a chance to make it up here.
I didn't get any points on that first tight end question.
No, you had them in the wrong order.
Awesome. Like I said, I heard like nothing of the 25 seconds preceding.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you there.
Did you hear the question then?
Which one?
I thought you missed question 2, but you also missed question 1. I'll give you a chance.
No, I just missed the end of the question, like you telling us what the order was.
Gotcha. So I said, put these tight ends in order of receptions, Andrews, Higbee, and Witten. And it went Higbee, Andrews, Witten.
Yeah.
So 69, 64, 63. Yep. Yeah. It was kind of shocking to see that Tyler Higbee had 69 catches.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Played really, really, really well the last quarter of the season.
Yeah. He did.
Let's move to quarterbacks. All right, Rob, down by 3. Got a chance to make it up here. Number 1, fairly easy for this one. So whoever says it first, who led the league in interceptions?
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, right. I'll give you guys both a point for that, which means I'm not adding a point to either one because nothing changes. 30 interceptions for Winston, which is ridiculous. Do you guys know the last time that a quarterback had 30 or more interceptions?
No clue.
I had to keep clicking back and back and back and back in Pro Football Reference until eventually I just had to Google it. It was 1988, and it was Vinny Testaverde. Back in 1980, that's the last time a quarterback threw 30 or more interceptions. The closest to that was Eli, I think, in 2012, threw 27 picks.
But, jeez.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, 31 years since a quarterback had 30-plus interceptions. Awful, awful, awful year for Jameis Winston when it came to throwing picks. Question 2, though, that said, with his 30 interceptions, where did Jameis Winston finish in fantasy?
6.
5.
Wrong on both accounts. He was the quarterback 3. Yeah, he led the NFL in passing yards and was second to Lamar Jackson in touchdowns with 33. Now, granted, that 30 interceptions was really, really rough. He still wouldn't have even been close to Lamar Jackson with, you know, all the rushing yards. Which Lamar Jackson, he's basically a cheat code. ridiculously good. But yeah, quarterback three. Question three. Which quarterback was second only to Lamar Jackson in touchdown percentage? As in what the percentage of his passes that went for a touchdown?
Ryan Tannehill.
That's it. Ryan Tannehill threw a touchdown on 7.7% of his passes. Yep. It wasn't most touchdowns, but on his passes, yeah, Tannehill. Great. Great end to the season. Number four, 2-point question. Three quarterbacks had completion percentages over 70%. Drew Brees was one. Who were the other two?
Ryan Tannehill.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. And Dak?
Not Dak. This is the one that this is a tough one.
It's Kyle Allen.
Not Kyle Allen.
When you said tough, I started reaching for weird names.
Oh, was it Kyle Murray?
It was not Kyler Murray. Give you one more guess each.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Nope.
Gardner Minshew.
Nope. Derek Carr.
Wow.
Yeah. So Tannehill was 70.4% and Derek Carr was 70.3% right behind him. Speaking of completion percentages, the last question that we have here, and it is 4-7. I'll make this a 4-point question, actually a 3-point question. So Rob, you can go for the tie if you want, even though it's not really a tie, just to make you feel better. This quarterback finished 32nd in completion percentage, dead last out of all 32 teams. But was a top 10 fantasy quarterback?
Was it Daniel Jones?
Nope.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Nope.
Dang it.
Daniel Jones wasn't a top 10 fantasy QB. You're just thinking of bad quarterbacks.
Yeah. Dude, I knew I was coming on this episode 10 minutes before, so I did not get a chance to look at a bunch of stats so they'd be in my head. So, yes, I'm throwing out random names.
Rob, I'm right there with you. I didn't look either.
Absolutely happened. Absolutely happened.
This quarterback finished 32nd in completion percentage but was a top 10 fantasy QB.
Jameis?
Not Jameis. He was number one in interception percentage, but...
Yeah, but that's an incompletion, isn't it? Shit.
That's true.
Oh, jeez.
Greg, one last guess here.
Sure. We'll go with, Jimmy Garoppolo.
It is Josh Allen.
Oh. Mm.
Yep. QB6, 510 rushing yards and 9 rushing touchdowns. Certainly helped that. But
that makes sense.
He was 32nd in completion percentage. Pretty bad. All right, guys. Well, that is the end of Stranger Stats. So, Rob, Greg, thanks for participating. This was not very good. Not a good showing.
Hey, I still won.
I tried to prepare not at all and smoke way too much. So that way there's no way that I can ever possibly do well. So, yeah. That's my strategy, and I fucking love it. Enjoy. I hope you all suck it.
I hope you all suck it. All right, everybody, Rob has invited you to suck it. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to our end-of-season Stranger Stats. Follow us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. Rob's on there at eSorbor1. Greg is at DinoMechanic, and I am at Prof_ChrisSW. And then follow us on the Sleeper app at eSorbor, at DinoMechanic with a Y, not an I, and at Professor Chris.